Money Radio, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to welcome Bradley Holcomb, Chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Brad, thank you so much for joining us today.
Always a pleasure to talk about manufacturing. Thank you.
And particularly when it's a pretty good manufacturing report. The April PMI comes in at 54.8. Any reading above 50 indicates expansion in manufacturing. It's down from the prior month's reading, but still a very solid reading.
Yes, at 54.8, it's both kind of up and down. It's better than last month because it's above 50, but the rate of increase is slower than last month. So it's definitely good news, as is new orders, production, employment, supplier deliveries, and inventories. All those components feed into the PMI. They're all above 50 this month.
And if my recollection is kind of right, I think we were at about a three-year high with the March reading. So coming off of that is not a terrible thing.
No, not at all. When we talk about new orders at 57.5, while it's down in terms of the rate of growth from last month by 7 points, 57.5 is a really nice number. And there are 16 of our 18 industries reporting growth in new orders.
That was the biggest percentage point change that we saw, was in new orders. We also saw a fairly sizable drop in employment, although still remaining at 52, which is in the expansion category.
Yes, and what 52 means is, once again, that we have more employment in April than we did in March. While the rate of increase was down, the actual numbers were up.
Okay, so why are we seeing this drop, particularly in new orders and employment? As you say, still positive, but still a substantial move for the month.
Yes, and we do experience ups and downs in any environment. And in terms of new orders in particular, it was at such a high level at 64.5 last month. That's just not sustainable, nor can we expect it to just keep going up and up. In employment, it's a little different story, perhaps. We have strong levels of employment throughout manufacturing as well as elsewhere. And so we can't also expect that to keep going up and up. But we're very happy to be above 52 for 7 consecutive months in employment.
What does the Manufacturing Employment Index tell us about the upcoming jobs report?
Anytime that we are above 50.5, it generally is good news for the numbers to follow from the government a few days later.
Okay. What are some of the other key indexes that caught your attention that you believe are particularly noteworthy?
Well, very noteworthy. Let me sort of back up. In terms of the PMI, each month of 2017 so far is higher than any month from last year. So once again, we're off to a terrific start in the first 4 months. To your point, new export orders is 59.5, a very high number, indicating that there's strong demand and movement of finished goods products from our overseas customers and to them. And I suspect that the attenuating price of the dollar has had a favorable impact there. Mm-hmm. And imports of raw materials is up as well by 2 points to 55.5. That feeds into our inventories of raw materials, which supports new orders and production.
Another index that has been at very high levels and still is prices, coming in at 68.5, down from 70.5 in March. Are we starting to see inflation work its way through the manufacturing industries?
Well, that's certainly been the big question, but I love to see that it's attenuated a bit in terms of the rate of increase. It's down 2 percentage points, and typically suppliers will come into manufacturers in the first 3 to 4 months and negotiate contracts for the balance of the year and possibly up to 3 years. And so we won't see that kind of increase in the balance of the year in all likelihood. We will report 3 weeks from today on our semi-annual forecast update for the year, and we'll talk specifically about what that translates into in terms of actual price increases experienced so far, and then for the whole of 2017 relative to 2016. So stay tuned for that.
And that'll give us some idea of where we're standing in regard to GDP as well.
Yes.
Okay. One of the interesting parts about the Institute for Supply Management's monthly work is you talk to purchasing managers and you get their direct feedback. What are some of the respondents saying in the April report?
I'll give you a couple of interesting ones. They're obviously mainly positive from the chemical products industry, seeing increased orders and new projects. From the furniture and related products, business is solid. Pricing pressures on commodities, that's something we just talked about. Mm-hmm. And one more that that really stands out for me and others that I've talked to. From the miscellaneous manufacturing, sort of the all other, which includes medical device manufacturing, two parts. Ongoing market strength, second part. While world/political headlines cause personal anxiety, business conditions remain solid.
Yeah. Good news for business. The April manufacturing PMI comes in at 54.8. It's a decrease of 2.4 percentage points from the March reading of 57.2, but a reading of 54.8, another good solid reading for manufacturing. And joining us today, Brad Holcomb, chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Brad, we always appreciate the research, and we appreciate you coming and joining us to explain what's going on. All the best.
Thank you. Best to you.